some of us may have to work a lot harder to find the diversity within our communities and within the world. But I do feel like when that is a priority to us, our ability to see and connect with people is so much greater, because once we see and connect, we know how we can help. And we also, I think, create a safety where we know that people can trust us and connect with us and even ask for help. And it just creates this really thriving, beautiful, I feel like, team environment where we're all better together.
We may be young, but we've got a lot to say.
We have ideas,
opinions,
hopes,
dreams.
We see our world,
everything that's good about it.
And we see what needs to change.
So we're stepping up,
learning to lead,
speaking up, and making our voices heard.
Because we are the leaders of tomorrow.
And we want you to hear us
today.
Welcome to the Finding Our Voice podcast,
episode 7, honoring diverse cultures. Hola, everyone, and welcome back to Finding Our Voice podcast. This is Naomi. I'm a 16-year-old biracial Mexican-American. I love creating art, doing makeup, and singing. And I love how different my culture is from everything around me.
Hey, it's Nat again. You guys ready for this?
And this is Quinn. On today's episode, we are tackling a big topic, but we had some of the coolest experiences and interviews we have had all season. To me, culture is pretty important because I'm adopted into a white family, so any chance I get to be closer to Black culture and Latino culture is just really fun for me, and I love all those opportunities.
We fell in love with the sisters from Let's Talk Sis. They came and met with the crew and talked about diversity and how if we were all the same, our lives would be so plain and boring.
Naomi got to interview them, but before she did, they actually did a really fun activity with the whole podcast crew where they had us all close our eyes and imagine that we were on like a boat in the middle of the ocean. We got to choose 4 people we were stranded with. So many of us wanted to instantly choose our closest friends. But as we went around explaining why we chose the people we did, we realized that just liking to be around someone doesn't necessarily mean that they would be helpful in that type of scenario. If we were on a boat, we may want someone who could fix boats or someone who is interested in geography and reading maps. Alexis and Shantae said that we tend to hang out mostly with the people who are just like us, but having people who are different from you help in every scenario.
So we are Alexis and Shantae from Let's Talk Sis.
And we are sisters in real life.
Sisters, moms, and we are so passionate about conversations about race and diversity, human connection, inclusion, all of those wonderful things.
So we just had the chance to sit down with you guys. I thought it was kind of cool when you guys said that we tend to hang out with people who are similar to us. So could you guys like elaborate on that?
Yes. So based on science and research, we tend to gravitate towards people that have even similar genetics as we do, size, body type, education, money. But there are so many benefits when we open our social circles and we bring in more connection with people who are different than we are. It really gives us so many valuable things that we can take away in terms of relationships and connection, new thoughts, ideas, understanding. And so sometimes we have to kind of fight the natural urge to be around people just like us and open our circles a little bit more, because there is just so much more benefit, even though it can be challenging at times to make friendships with people that are different than we are.
How does the struggle with diversity affect teenagers and children?
I think sometimes we have a definition of normal in our minds, and our culture even will set what normal is. And the problem is when our norm doesn't encompass diversity, it's really easy to start feeling like there's something wrong. Maybe my difference isn't healthy, isn't normal, isn't good. And so I think as we're on this journey to try and embrace difference and try and see the world is normal with difference, it really gives, I think, kids, youth, teenagers, adults, that comfort, they can be who they are and not try and conform to social norms.
As children, part of our development is to kind of categorize. It's part of learning. Like, you know, when you go trick-or-treating and you start organizing your Halloween candy and put all the Skittles together and all the Snickers and things like that. Like, that's part of learning. But it really creates this situation where if we don't fit that cultural standard, then there's something wrong, and it creates stereotypes and even a pecking order. And we miss out on learning and connecting. And then I also think it increases young people's feeling of self-worth if who you are or how you look or your racial background or cultural background for some reason is lower on that social norm or what's acceptable, then it makes your sense of worth decrease. And that's not true. Your ancestors and your story, like, that is a value no matter what. And society cannot take that from you to make you feel less than or make you treat someone else less than. And that's why I think this conversation is so important for young people, is so that you see your value and your worth, and it is not dependent on what your middle school or high school says is cool or normal.
So I know a lot of people struggle with wondering what is normal. And I think a question that people have is, does normal have one definition, or is normal different for every person?
Honestly, I don't like the word normal. I don't think it exists, really. I think we all are unique, and we all should be authentic to our uniqueness and our individuality, and trying to conform to a standard of normal, we don't want a norm. We want that uniqueness and the diversity that each individual brings to the table.
You guys talked a lot about connection. Why is it important to connect with other people that are different from ourselves?
I think that most of us can relate to a time where we felt disconnected or lonely or isolated, especially for your age. Well, anyone's age, it's dangerous. And so the ability to connect with people is so important for our health and our life and our happiness. But then when we take it a step further and we're trying to connect with people that are different than us, it just literally opens up a more diverse and more beautiful world around us. And there's so many cultural stories and music, and like what you guys actually came up with when we were asking you questions, like, what would it be like if we were all the same? And everyone answered, it would be boring, it would be awful. And then we would think that that was the only way to do things, and we'd miss out on so much.
I love that. Why should we go into a situation with an open mind, and why is that important?
I think when we choose to have an open mind, we choose to say that my experience and my reality is not everyone's. Yeah. And I want to understand someone else's. It doesn't maybe necessarily mean it will completely change your beliefs or your views, but it will create that connection, which creates that understanding.
Yeah, Dr. Bernice King, we just went and heard her speak.
This is Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter.
His youngest daughter.
Yes.
Anyway, she talked about this concept so beautifully, and how when we go into a situation trying to prove a point, how we miss so much. If we can go in trying to understand, we'll gain just so much knowledge. But what she said is, we want to have conversations that win people over rather than win over them. And so we want to really just open up to learning from each other. And when she says win people over, it just means we want to be on the same team, whether we disagree, whether we don't have the same school of thought, but we're not trying to prove a point to win over them.
So you guys talked about having negative and or biased thoughts. And you described how when you have these thoughts, you ask yourself the question, why? Why is it important to ask the question, why?
So first of all, I think we have to say we all have these thoughts. We all have negative thoughts. We all have biased beliefs. And when we can ask ourselves why, I think it makes it less about it defining us and more about there's a reason that makes sense, but we have the choice to shift and change that. So, for example, let's say that maybe there's a group of people that you were told growing up was less than another group of people. Maybe you should stay away from them. They're scary. They're criminals. Just really negative things. And maybe someone told you that didn't know that group of people very well and had never had a connection. So when those thoughts and feelings come up, when you see people from that group, sometimes it's easy for us to think, I'm a bad person because I think that. But when we can ask ourselves why, then we can track it back and say, I was taught that by someone else who didn't understand. And now I can change that and I can try to get to know people and see past that thought or impression to try to connect.
Yeah, understanding where it came from, I feel like really gives us permission to challenge it. And, you know, when we just kind of go with it and we don't take a step back and be really introspective, why do I feel like this? It's so easy to just move forward and let those thoughts and beliefs stay. But when we take the time to stop and say, why do I feel this way? Then we're making it okay for ourselves to challenge those thoughts and to grow in connection.
What are more of the positive side effects to having a more diverse community and to being exposed to diversity?
When we were young, we actually started traveling with a nonprofit organization, and we were placed in areas that had a lot of diversity. And we were kind of categorized quickly because we were from Utah. And people didn't know a lot about Utah, and they had a lot of assumptions about Utah and, you know, some of the religious beliefs in Utah. And so it was really fun for us to change some of those beliefs that people had about us by just getting to know us. And it was also fun to see how maybe there were groups of people. There was a group of youth from the Middle East, and I really had not had a lot of experience with people from the Middle East at that young of an age. And it was so fun to learn about their different practices and just music and beliefs and food. And I just felt like it just filled me up, and it made me more curious about the world around me and just excited to learn. And I believe that those relationships just really were a positive influence in my life. And it just taught me so much. Just as humans, we all want to be seen and valued and heard. And when we can offer that to someone else, I believe that it just creates a more open pathway for us to receive that also.
One of you said along the lines of projecting your own cultural beliefs on others. Are there positive and negative outcomes from projecting your own culture and beliefs on others?
I think there are a lot of negative outcomes. I mean, our goal is that we can learn about others' cultural beliefs. But what happens when we project it onto others, it gives us the chance to judge them. Because if our beliefs become the standard to which we judge the world around us, it doesn't give any room for other people to have their own personal beliefs and thought. If we hold a standard and everything we believe is true and right, and other people believe differently, then we're just going to say, oh, they're wrong. And it closes us off thinking we don't need to learn anything because I'm just going to apply what I know to everyone. And it puts other people in the wrong, and it just creates negativity and disconnect. So I think if we take a step back and instead of projecting, but opening up to learn and to share, I think sharing is beautiful. Sharing of our culture, sharing of our beliefs, discussing, but I don't know that projection is ever positive. You can counter me if you want.
It's not a good feeling to have somebody forcefully force something onto you. And that leads to my next question. Does forcing these different things onto different people, specifically children and teenagers, does that lead to more self-doubt and to more confliction internally?
That's a great question. And I'm thinking of kind of, I mean, my oldest is 13. And there are times that I think it is less about like me, her wanting me to agree with her or see things how she sees it. And it's more that she's saying, Mom, do you love me no matter what? And I think that when we force our beliefs, and I mean, you know, I think a lot of parents are just like, this is what I've experienced. This is the way I've seen the world. And I want you to see it this way too. But I do feel like it can create disconnection. And I think that when you enter a conversation, you can quickly see if it is to try to connect and understand, or if it's trying to prove a point or to force something on someone else. There's a concept, the window of tolerance, and this is really talking about our emotional ability to take in information or even to have difficult discussions. And if our window is open, we are there for it and we are ready for it. But our window can close. And it usually closes because emotionally we're like, this is too much. Maybe I'm getting defensive. Maybe I'm offended. Maybe this is just too much emotionally. And when that window is closed, our ability for the information to come in and out just isn't there. And I think to be able to respect our own window of tolerance and also to be able to respect other people's, we can sense that with other people when they are starting to close off and we keep pushing and pushing. It's like slamming against a window. It's not open. It's not there for that.
The value for this episode is authenticity. So my question is, how does exposing ourselves to diversity help us build a sense of authenticity?
We are learning and teaching ourselves how to let go of bias and stereotypes so that we can connect with other people. We can embrace others' differences, and we have to allow ourselves and give ourselves permission to embrace our own diversity and uniqueness. And really, when we do that, it's kind of this cycle. When we do that, we free ourselves to contribute and to help others and to let our diversity be part of others' learning and teaching.
My last question for you guys is, why is it so important to value and to recognize this diversity?
Really, if you think about it, it is what makes our world so beautiful. And sometimes we get accustomed to things and we don't take the time to just sit back and say, I'm really, really happy we have this diversity. My son reminds me all the time, whenever we go to a Mexican restaurant or we hear music or we see art from different cultures, he's like, wow, Mom, aren't you so glad we have Mexican food? Yes, I am. I mean, I can't even imagine not having the beauty of diversity. And I just look around and honestly, it's what makes our world go round. And so I think just noticing the little things and opening our hearts and our minds to take in the big things is really what will connect us.
It's time for Random Facts, the part of our episode where we share random stuff about this week's topic.
Hey, it's Alex, and here are our random facts for cultures. 1. In some Asian countries, slurping loudly is a sign that food is good. 2. The world currently speaks over 6,000 languages. 3. Blowing your nose loudly in Japan is considered very rude. 4. There are over 1,500 languages spoken across the continent of Africa. 5. In some countries, 13 is a very unlucky number, but not in Russia. 6. Chinese people place great importance on the family and family structure, and extended family often live together. 7. Age is greatly valued in Colombia. The older a person is, the more powerful their voice becomes, and the elderly are deeply respected. 9. Papua New Guinea is the most linguistically diverse country with more than 820 languages.
For this episode, we got to have the unique experience of visiting a local Hindu temple. Nat, why don't you tell us a little bit about that visit?
I mean, it was really cool to be totally immersed in a culture that felt very different from what I'm used to. The sounds, smells, and even what some of the people were wearing was foreign to me.
We sat as a crew and discussed both the visit from Let's Talk Sis and the Hindu temple visit.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about how learning different cultures can help us find our voice. For our experiences, we went to the Hindu temple and we also interviewed Let's Talk Sis. What were some of the things you guys took away from that?
I took away that every culture is different and unique in its own way. Everybody has their own beliefs and how they go about doing things to honor their ancestors and their deities or gods. And I also learned that it is important to value these differences in our world and our cultures that are around us.
I personally think it's just really cool to experience all these different cultures, because I used to live back on the East Coast, and it's just so cool to like see all this diversity and stuff, which I think is like really inspiring and why I love singing, because it like goes out to all different languages and people just connect through music.
I did a little bit of research on my own without everyone else in the podcast, with just me and my mom, and we looked at how many different cultures there are, and we didn't get an answer. Isn't that interesting? There's that many differences in the world, and I think it's super cool, because without differences in the world, it would be like everyone was robots, and it would be super plain and dumb.
Just kind of with Nat saying, with all different cultures and stuff, it like we all learn something from a different culture, and you can never be wrong by learning something from a different culture. And that's why I think it's so beautiful having different people, different beliefs and all that, because it just makes you as a human being and everyone else around you just like unique, and just makes everything fun because you never know who you're gonna meet.
Going back to what Nat said, that there are many different types of cultures, essentially each one of us has our own culture because we have different beliefs and opinions.
I mean, I feel like we should recognize our own differences and other people's differences and their opinions and beliefs, but we shouldn't use that as barriers between us, because we also need to recognize our similarities. We are all imperfect human beings, and we need to learn to work together, including our differences.
So with all these differences that we've all trying to learn about, how does that help you and all of us individually find our voices?
It allows us to grow our knowledge and to grow our opinion based on more information and not just one source that we heard. It allows us to have quite more open-minded thinking instead of going into the situation and forming your opinion closed-minded and only looking in one direction.
Well, I think that we certainly should have our own opinions and not just follow everything everyone else says, but I think for sure we can talk to different people and use their opinions to help shape our own.
One of the things that I've learned over the like past couple years, because I'm black and adopted, not my family, is just meeting new people and hearing everyone's different opinions and how they like look on life. Because like I definitely don't look at life as another black individual would, maybe say in like the Deep South or something. Like my views are definitely more different, and I feel like a lot of people, we almost put each other in like boxes by race, gender, whatever, and separate it. And it's not always a bad thing, but you just think like, oh, this person thinks like this, they have this opinion. But when you talk to people, you realize that nobody, like, you won't ever talk to a person and then talk to a different person. Like, they can be family, they can be brothers, they can be twins, they can be whatever, and they will never have the same opinions. Like, on everything, you will never find a person who agrees with you completely on everything. And if they are, then they're not telling the truth, because that's just not how it works.
I'm gonna give this really weird analogy. We and our opinions are almost like Play-Doh. We can be molded and we can be bent into like different kind of shapes and ideas. And there's like infinite possibilities of what we can be and what we believe in our opinions.
I think it's important, especially to like in 2022, to be able to listen to other people's opinions and their ideas.
Versus!
The part of our episode where we have two things compete against each other, head to head.
Well, I'm back with another versus. Cash is late today because he's... Wait a second. I'm getting a phone call from Cash. Yes, hello? You're what? You're making dinner? Is that the fire alarm? Yeah, I also hear a lot of screaming. Do I need to call the fire department? No? Okay, be careful. Okay, bye. Moving on! Today's versus is camping versus staying at a hotel. So I pulled some people and the results were, drumroll please.
The winner is camping.
Oh, Cash, you're here. In that case, why do you think camping won?
I think camping won because camping is less expensive and it's fun seeing all the amazing wildlife and beautiful nature.
It's also easier to bring pets to campsites. With hotels, you can only bring certain types of pets or no pets at all.
No, my poor little snakies.
Hotels are also a good choice because they are more luxurious and there isn't as much planning as camping. Like if you forget your toothbrush or something, you can ask for some at the front desk for free. If you forget something with camping, you would have to either do without it or drive all the way back and get it. And that would be a big pain.
Did you know, from the website Sundance Vacations blogs, after a few days of being on vacation, studies show that 89% of people feel less stressful. Traveling has also been shown to help people with depression.
And that's all for today, folks. Now I'm gonna go check on Cash's house.
It's time for our value deep dive, where we take one of the values from One Voice Children and look at it through the lens of this episode's topic. Hi, it's Nat here again today, and I chose the value authentic. At One Voice Children, we define authentic as striving to be sincere, genuine, trustworthy, and reliable. Diversity leads us to authenticity. It's easy to be sincere, genuine, trustworthy, and reliable with people who are just like us, but if we really are striving, we're reaching beyond what's easy to find the very core of those principles. To be sincere, genuine, trustworthy, and reliable with everyone we share the planet with. One thing I have noticed, though, is there seems to be this societal belief that to be authentic to your beliefs and ideas, you have to prove other people's ideas and beliefs to be wrong. We do a lot of arguing as we try to prove others wrong, and I don't know if that is necessary or our job to prove other people wrong. I think it would help the world find more peace if we found ways to be authentically curious and tolerant as others are learning to discover their own authentic voice and sharing it with the world. As Let's Talk Sis taught us, we need to understand our own biases. And when those biases are keeping us from seeing people as people looking for happiness as they live their life, I believe that most people are doing their best with what they know and see. Anis Nin, a French-American writer, wrote, "We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. We have to know that perception in all our thoughts and ideas is everything." But that doesn't exactly mean it's a bad thing. Many people are concerned about the fact that we see things according to bias. So there seems to be a trend to abandon teaching anything. I would challenge that new wave of thinking. We as youth do need to be taught. We just need to be taught the ideas and truths that won't be harmful to others, as well as keep us safe in the process. That will help us find the most sincere and trustworthy way to be inclusive.
Well, that's it for another episode. I'm glad we talked about this topic. For me, this topic is really important in how I live my everyday life. What were your favorite takeaways, guys?
I thought it was really interesting talking about how bias affects every way we see people and how we go about our daily life, and also how us learning about culture together has helped us all become better as individuals.
As I mentioned in my deep dive, I loved reflecting on how embracing the cultures of others helps us be more authentic to ourselves and helps others be themselves too.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast to get updates on new episodes, and we would love it if you'd leave us a review.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Finding Our Voice is a production of One Voice Children. Learn more at onevoicechildren.org.